29 years after Fiona Pender went missing, Gardaí have begun a search of land in County Offaly. They have also reclassified the investigation as a murder inquiry. Fiona Pender was 7 months pregnant when she disappeared in August 1996. She was last seen at her flat in Tullamore. While a number of arrests were made, no one has ever been charged. Our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey is in County Offaly. She joins us on the line. Sinead, this news just breaking in the past hour or so. What's been happening today?
Yeah, so Gardaí have commenced searches of open land. It's bogland in an area called Greig near Killian, County Offaly. So it's about 5 kilometres from Tullamore. And what Gardaí are saying is that it will now be subject to excavation and then technical and forensic examination. It's a very, very remote area of bogland. It's also a very wet day here today. So it's very difficult conditions for Gardaí to be working in. And they do say that they will be here for a number of days. As you said, Rachel, this isn't the first search for Fiona Pender. There have been several searches over the years. No one has ever been charged in relation to her disappearance, and her remains have never been found, despite several appeals for information down through the years.
Many people, Sinead, will remember the disappearance of Fiona Pender in the mid-90s, and they'll also remember how her family campaigned for the truth.
Yes, her mother Josephine tirelessly campaigned and appealed for information, wondering what happened to her daughter. She was last seen, as you said, at 6 a.m. at her flat on Church Street in Tullamore on August 23rd, 1996, just the day before she'd spent the day with her mother Josephine shopping for clothes for a baby. She was 7 months pregnant, was very much looking forward to the birth of that baby. And there hasn't been any trace of her since. Several searches have taken place, and down through the years before Josephine passed away in 2017, she appealed to anyone who had information to come forward. Gardaí have received information down through the years. They said today that they've taken over 300 statements as part of this investigation. They have thousands of documents and reports. But again, they're also appealing to anyone today who may have information out there about Fiona Pender to come forward. It's not too late.
Can you talk to us about the significance of the reclassification of this investigation? After all these years, it's now a murder inquiry.
Yeah, so Gardaí have long suspected that Fiona Pender was murdered, but because of, I suppose, a lack of evidence, the investigation remained a missing persons investigation or a disappearance investigation. But they say that in recent months it's been reclassified now as a murder investigation based on the entirety of the evidence that they have gathered now over, as you said, almost three decades, 28 years. So it's been reclassified as a murder investigation. They have over a number of years, I suppose, there have been links to the women who went missing in the 1990s. But Gardaí have always been, I suppose, quick to point out that they didn't believe that Fiona Pender was part of that, and that they had a suspect in mind, that this was very much a separate investigation. But only in recent months have they been able to reclassify the investigation to that of murder. And for her family at this point, it's very difficult. Obviously, the search will take time. They are being kept updated by Gardaí, but this is a very, I suppose, significant moment for them, you know, wondering whether or not, after almost three decades, that they may be being brought some closure at this point.
Sinead, many thanks. That was our correspondent Sinead Hussey there joining us on the line from County Offaly.